On this episode of the Fresh Beef Podcast, we speak to Emmett, who left a scathing review after an overnight stay at the county jail.
He did the crime and paid the time, but then he wanted to whine.
Here's the thing. Going to jail isn't fun. There's nothing fun about it. So how can you have a good review? I mean, I've been to plenty of jail.
Stay tuned for all that and more on Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy.
Hey, thanks so much for calling us. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, yeah, this is Emmett.
Emmett, hey, thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. The Fresh Beef Podcast, and we're trying to get to the bottom of some of these internet reviews. I don't know if you've heard, so that's sort of why we contacted you. You left a pretty crazy review, right, Dave?
Yeah, it seems like you had a bad experience in jail, which...
County jail. Yeah.
County jail. Which doesn't sound surprising, but what...
It's not municipal jail. Yeah, but it's not state jail. It's county jail. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
All right. Well, tell us what... it looks like it's a one-star review for the... what is it? Brown County courthouses? What is it?
Brown County? Yeah. Well, see, I live in between Brownsburg and Whitestown in Indiana in a place called Bejner.
Okay.
So...
Bejner. You know, that sounds weird.
Yeah, so Brown County is where all those towns reside, so it's sort of my local county.
Right. Okay. So tell us what happened. Set it up for us if you would.
Well, I do a lot of drinking, and that's it happens.
Okay.
And I've been to a few different county jails. I travel also, so I've been to county jails all over the country pretty much.
Oh.
And
well, that's
they're all pretty
weird.
Bad.
Intentionally?
You know, jail. It's not fun. You're not allowed to do stuff. They won't let you out.
Yeah, well,
it's not great. It's not a great place.
Okay.
And I don't really write reviews online. I'm not really someone who does that. Like, I felt compelled, after it's the hometown. Basically, it's the hometown thing, right? Like, you don't want people to think badly about where you're from, even if you go to their jail, their county jail. You still want people to feel like they had a good time in Brown County. I certainly did not.
Okay. Well, tell us. So you went out. You went drinking. Sounded like that's what most healthy Americans do on a weekendly basis.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, I had just been. In New York. And
okay.
I don't know if you know this, but in New York, now it's perfectly legal to walk down the street with alcohol. You can just sort of drink it wherever.
Okay.
You can even, pee in public. So I had just spent a week there just having fun with my friends and doing some drinking. I went back home and, I guess I sort of just forgot, like it was so easy and free to just, let it out on the street.
Wow.
And I was doing that. And I forgot that in Brown County, it's exposure. So
wow.
I hadn't heard that was legal in New York.
Yeah, I neither.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, basically, the reason I went to New York was because my friends told me that we could do that and not get in trouble. And I didn't believe them.
Oh.
I did it in front of two cops. It was not a problem.
Okay. Sort of like going to Amsterdam to get high. Which is
right. I mean, you
got to
do what you got to do in the places that you're going.
Right.
I mean, that's an important part of like the culture.
Okay.
Immersing yourself.
So let's fast forward to the moment. So you have had a few drinks. It sounds like you got a little careless, I guess you could say, reckless.
I was absolutely careless, but that was the only thing that I was. They should be going after people who are drunk driving. I wasn't driving. I called an Uber.
Oh wow! But you were arrested for carelessness.
I normally do because I'm responsible like that.
Okay.
But they had to go after me because I guess I was the only one outside peeing on the on the street by the police car that I didn't know was a police car because I was drunk.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Guess you're peeing on a cop car, so you pretty instantly get
yeah. Well,
nabbed.
Yeah. That's the official thing was it was not only did I get in trouble for exposure, but it was also like defacing municipal property.
Oh.
So what I didn't actually say in the review is at first I went to municipal jail, and they took me there for the night, and then I was transferred to county.
Oh wow! So you went, you had did a twofer.
It was a bit of an ordeal.
Yeah.
And how did those two jails compare?
Well, the municipal jail was fine, to be quite honest. There was not, people were very nice in there. It didn't seem like it was much of a business, you know.
Mm.
Seemed like they were just kind of, it was more like a clubhouse in there.
Okay.
You know? I'm not really sure how.
And you didn't leave a review for that one, I guess.
It used to be in a municipal jail, but it felt nicer. The lights were nicer, you know, it looked cleaner.
Okay.
It had seen nicer days than the jail that I would be going to right after, basically going from, you know, the Taj Mahal to a Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, yeah, that's I could see how that could be bad. Well, once you got into sort of custody and they got you to the county jail, what was your experience there? Did you know, how was the people? Were you mistreated? What led to this review?
I mean, I've been to plenty of jails. You know, I was in jail in Austin, and guess what? They actually had good queso in there. I got to eat something pretty good. I thought that was fine. San Francisco, I thought I was going to get some, like, good Chinese food. It wasn't. It was, like, New York delivery style. It wasn't that good.
Wow.
In Charleston, South Carolina, I got arrested there for 4 days. Guess what I got?
What's that?
The guy in the county who won honorable mention at the barbecue contest.
Wow, it's like a celebrity chef. For
you know what
prison.
I mean? Like, it's not, come on. I'll take that. And I've been drinking the whole days prior. So, like, you know, what more do you want when you're coming down off of drinking? Is it getting a little bit of, you know, food in you?
Right, right.
And the county jail had none of that. Not even two slices of Velveeta cheese and some white bread.
Wow.
I mean, it was pretty crappy, man.
Well,
you got to feed someone while you're in there, and you don't feed them, then they get angry, and then they might say ornery things to people that might, you know, offend some other people and keep you locked up for 3 or 4 days more than you should have been.
Oh, wow. Well, it does sound like a bit of a nightmare. Well, I guess we do have another side to this whole story, because we do have your arresting officer here who works in that county, in Brown County, jail. So maybe we could get, what's your name, sir?
Hey, I'm Bernard Tempest.
Bernard, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Bernard.
I remember Officer Tempest.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I remember you too. That was a night for me as well.
Oh. Well, tell us, we've sort of gotten his side of the story. What do you remember from that night?
You know, we were on patrol. It was a pretty quiet night, you know. Generally a quiet night. All of a sudden, you know, I'm there with my partner. We're just, you know, we're parked, we're having a nice little conversation about things. And all of a sudden we hear, this guy just shout singing Empire State of Mind.
Wow.
Just like talking about how great New York is.
The concrete jungle where dreams are made.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you were shouting.
We can't do. I know.
You were shouting that, screaming that. We were like, what is that? We look and there's this guy who's exposing himself and urinating on our car. And so we, you know, we did what we had to do. We got out, we arrested him.
Okay.
And he just kept shouting all these facts about New York and how great New York is.
And he was a little, obviously it's pretty, I think we can all say right now that you weren't in New York.
No, we were not in New York.
Not even sort of close. Yeah, Brown County doesn't seem like far. So does this ring a bell to you, Emmett?
Yeah, it does ring a bell. I feel like I would have done those things. And you know what, to be quite honest, in hindsight, thinking about it now, I probably would have done the same thing.
Wow.
You were, the arresting officer had nothing really to do with the county jail per se. I mean, I guess he was the one that put me in there. And you probably know how bad that jail is.
Well,
Well, and maybe if I hadn't been shouting and being so, you know, I'll say it. I was being a dick.
Wow,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Wow.
I was being a dick, and you could have kept me in the municipal jail for a couple nights. Let me, you know, sleep it off. You have some jokes in the morning, you know, I do the thing with the cup and I just, you know, wrap it against the bars and you'd say, oh, Emmett, come on, that's, Yeah, we get that. You're not the first person to do that.
Yeah, well, Emmett, can
it didn't go down like that.
Yeah, Emmett, can I be honest with you a little bit? Listen, sure. We were going to keep you in the municipal jail, but all the other prisoners, all the people in jail, they complained about you, yeah, and they wanted to have you removed from there.
Well, what? I don't seem to remember. I feel like I've been to jail a few times. Like I understand how it goes. You go in there. If you have to take a poop, you do it and you flush immediately so there's no smell, because if the big guy who's in there smells your poop, then you're in trouble. I made sure that I did all of that properly.
Yeah, you did.
They were silent about their displeasure with me, I would guess.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah,
courtesy flushed right from just in there. Right away.
And we appreciate that. There are people who don't courtesy flush, but it was other things. You kept exposing yourself, and you kept kind of pissing everywhere. You did poop in the toilet, which we appreciate, but then you kept, you know, talking about how great New York was. Mm. You kept claiming that you know, the SpongeBob musical was the best thing you'd ever seen, and that you could totally do
fantastic. Mm. You know what? Sometimes my drunk self gets it right. I mean, we're usually our most vulnerable and honest, right?
And then sometimes your drunk self pisses in the jail cells.
That is a great musical. I walked out of there singing the entire night.
I know, and you were singing in the jail as well. Everyone was getting real tired. Because you know all the melodies, but you didn't have all the lyrics down. So you kept kind of just...
Well, sometimes, you know, you have to mumble through to get to the good parts that you know.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just a constant thing. It was bothering people, and you know, we made a decision to bring you to the county jail.
Well, color my face red because I don't feel good about this.
All right. Well, so
I feel like my own pain that I've put into that review is now coming back as to things that I could have changed myself, where I wouldn't have to write a one-star review of a county jail because
Well, how
am I failing so
hey much? how are you doing? You know, I'm a public servant. I want to make sure you're doing all right.
That's
you doing okay?
Nice.
Yeah, you doing all right?
I'm doing great. I got picked up in Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago. Guess what they had?
Cheese curds.
Oh, that is,
you know, a cheese curd. You've never had a cheese curd on Officer Tempest. You got to get out of
there. I've never had one in jail, but I've had them in Wisconsin.
I've never had a cheese curd. No,
me neither.
Squishy, the squeaky.
Well, they are delicious. Yeah, they're just really the right amount of squeak. The ones in the county jail were not that squeaky, but you know, it was still something nice. And they give you a little bit of mayonnaise that you can dip into it. Ugh. Mayonnaise and cheese. It's delicious.
Well, listen, we could go on for hours. This could be another whole podcast on cheese curds, to be completely honest. But
hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
I want to get back to sort of after you left, because it sounds like you sort of stuck around with them, right? Yeah,
I was concerned. You know, again, it was a quiet night. There wasn't a lot going on. And it was an interesting guy. And I felt responsible in some weird way, you know?
Yeah.
You make one of those weird.
I was wearing a cool t-shirt. You remember the cool t-shirt I was wearing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did it say?
What was that? Do you?
It was a rap.
It said Satan. Oh, you tell me. You tell me. I'm sorry.
No, it said.
Say it together, okay? On the count of three. Let's go. One, two, three.
It's Satan's.
Satan is great.
Is great.
Whiskey in, is super.
And whiskey is super.
That's it, yeah.
Satan's great and whiskey is super. Had a rat surfing on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you get that shirt from? You remember? Or do you still have it?
There was a that store that I went to in New York City called Yellow Rat Bastard.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
shout
yes.
out to local stores
it was,
here. Yeah.
It was one of those stores.
Yeah. I'd like to get to the county jail since that's sort of what the review's on.
Oh.
So what do you remember first going in there besides t-shirts and things like that?
Oh, the first thing I remember was the smell, really.
The smell?
Just had this. Yeah, you know, Brown County is also known for, they have a lot of chickens. You know, they do, there's a chicken processing plant like Purdue or something like that. They have
okay.
something over there. So it just reeks of just chicken death. You know,
yeah, this
is not it's and I think it's done on purpose because I can see when you pull up to the joint, there's a big exhaust fan that's right on the side where the kill shacks for the chickens are. So that's my first problem with this is that I smell death in a county jail. Like, come on, you know, it's like you want to smell sorry for yourself. You want to smell like, oh, that's some, you know, some dried blood, a little irony or something. You don't want to smell chicken death.
Right.
That's just wrong, man.
Bernard, do you know anything about that or is it?
Yeah, you know what? That is true. It doesn't happen that often, but an important detail is this happened just 48 hours after the big chicken festival we have every year.
Oh.
And that's in
the Brown County?
Yeah, yeah, Brown County.
Oh, that's an unfortunate coincidence.
Yeah, and it just takes a little while to
Brown
get
Brown Canyon Shack.
Yeah.
Wow.
With checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Sponsored by Zaxby's.
Really, I've been there 26 years now, so I've been to all 27 of them.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. You know, the whole county gets involved. It's a really big thing.
Okay.
We eat a lot of chicken, and it takes a while for the smell to get out, and there was nothing, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. It's gone now. It's not a constant thing. It's not like okay. it's a weird,
so
cool,
you're saying,
unusual,
so
right, like a paper mill.
So what you're saying is that it was just a moment in time. It was like, oopsie, sorry that you were here these 72 hours after we killed, you know, all these chickens for everyone to eat in the county.
Yeah, and now
I get it.
Yeah.
Smells like a coincidence to me.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but you know, you can never try. I mean, look, all due respect, officer. I can't always, you know, trust what you're saying, man.
No, the only
like,
defense.
I'd like to go there right now and see it. I mean, it seemed pretty pointed with an exhaust fan pointed right at the kill shot. I mean, even if it's, you know, a light month and the chicken farmer's not, you know, making enough chickens to kill because there's not enough demand for them, I bet you still smell it in there. But that's just me.
Yeah,
I'll let you have it. I just needed to express myself.
No, that's fair. And you know, in my only defense is I was there with you, right? I was there with you almost the entire yeah. time. And I, you know,
you
so
were,
I was
out of
you,
the kindness
you were,
of your heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hazy through, you know, 9 to 15 hours of it.
Yeah. So
I've been doing a lot of drinking, that's true. I mean, the amount of times that I could pee even, you know, just in jail itself, I guess you're saying, it was a lot.
I've got a question for you. I mean, obviously, it sounds like you've been kind of lucky in your experiences so far in the jails that you have been in. You've had these sort of elevated expectations. I was just going to ask, you know, do you ever just try it when you're going around the country to just stay out of trouble and just, you
Valid.
Know, spend the night in a hotel, you know, or an Airbnb?
Well, look,
do you ever try?
You know, here's the thing. If anything, you do anything that's not felony level, like a misdemeanor, anything like that, drinking in public,
pissing on a cop car,
exposing yourself. I mean, exposing yourself puts me in problems in the state of Indiana because now I have to register as a sex offender. But, you know, other than that, it's still a misdemeanor, but I am now a registered sex offender in the state of Indiana. Is that correct, officer?
That is correct.
Well, and that, I wanted to talk about that too because of the incident with the female officer at the jail. Which I
don't remember or recall a female officer.
Oh, you don't? Why? Something tells me Officer Tempest does. I know that there was a here's all we try to get the background of a lot.
Come
of
on,
stuff.
Guys, you know you're trying to help me here, but now you're just like bringing up all this old stuff, and I feel like
okay,
I'm not feeling as like helped. I'm feeling like this, you're turning this into. This is your fault, Emmett, and you're stupid for writing a 1-star review of a county jail because you could have prevented all this.
Well, that's a pretty great way of putting it.
Yeah, that was a good summation.
I think we could quit right now.
So I am getting that correct.
Okay,
exactly saying that.
Well, we're just trying to get all sides of the story. Basically, we want to have all the information in there.
Oh well, you started out by saying that you were trying to help me through this traumatic incident, and now you're telling me that you're trying to get all the facts.
Yeah.
So
well,
am I free to go? Am I under investigation?
No, let's
officer.
You're not under investigation.
Are you detaining me, officer?
No.
All right. How about this? Let's wrap it up then. If you're getting a little, we don't want you to get upset.
No, I mean, I want to finish this out, but I just feel like I'm being, it's changed.
Cornered.
The whole thing has changed. You know, it's like what do I like to do? Travel. What do you like to do when you're traveling? Drink. What do you do if you drink too much? Jail. It's
okay.
A vicious cycle, but it's my cycle.
Okay,
And let me tell you what, I've only written one bad review. I've only written one review on the internet because who has got the time to write about something, that nobody really cares about or someone that you read and it's like, oh, we're going to trash this guy. Oh, we're going to fuck this guy's nuts, like who cares, But I spent the time on something that I felt was worthwhile for people to see because I have been to a lot of places and I have been to a lot of jail.
Okay.
I just want to say right now,
Brown County, where I grew up, where I wanted to be able to tell anybody, oh yeah, no, get a Dewey and go spend the night in the county jail. You know why? Brown County's not that bad. But no.
But now
I don't get to do that. I get to say that I enjoyed queso in Austin and fifth-rate barbecue in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm. All right. Well, what we want to do is we want to get this review up, basically. We want you to come away from this and everyone at the Brown County County Prison, to come away with this a little bit happier. That's why we're here. Dave and I, we're trying to save the world.
Well, I thought maybe you were going to say something like, hey, Emmett, what are 3 things Brown County can do better to make your stay in the county jail more accommodating? And I would say... Mm-hmm. Lose the women police officers because they're just in it to pick fights. That's what I think.
I'm not going to get that.
I also, I'll hold my other 2. What do you want to say about that?
We have a lot of female officers. They're stand up police officers. They do their jobs well. We treat them equally.
Yeah.
And that's that. And they're definitely not in it to pick fights.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of comments about, female police officers saying that, hey, I could kick your ass legally. Like, I'm a woman, like I can hit you. And that's gender baiting, I would think.
Well,
I learned that term while I was in New York as well, staying in Brooklyn.
Well, okay.
Gender baiting.
Yeah. And what's the other 2?
Lose the chicken death smell.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to talk to someone about that.
Lose the chicken death smell, which you say is gone, but I maybe when we do this redo, it won't be around the chicken shack time. But
okay.
Number 3, last and finally, just be nice, man. Can the guys in there be nice? Like, yeah, we already got in trouble, man. You've already been pinched. You've already been thrown in there. Just give us a little bit of decency and lose the chicken death smell. That's all I'm asking.
And
the women. Get rid of the women.
Well, that's not going to happen. Again, we can't get rid of the women. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Just in the county jail.
Yeah,
It's like, it's unfair.
How about a chicken 3-way for your meal when you get rearrested? How about that? We could do fingers, nuggets. And then your choice for the 3rd one.
I would do a half a bird. That would be my
okay.
choice. Would
okay.
be half a bird with some honey glaze on it.
Okay. Well, that's progress, man. That's why we're here. We're just trying to make everybody's lives a little happier and less gloomy. And can we at least agree to, after you go through the process again, maybe thinking about giving more stars? Can you at least revisit it?
I will revisit it for sure.
Okay.
I will revisit it.
That's progress, Dave.
I can't say that anything will change, but I will revisit it.
Hey, that's good.
That's good. I think all parties are okay with that, I think. So, but yeah, I guess we can wrap it up then, and we'll be...
Is there going to be an advertisement after this segment for the Brown County Jail? Are they paying you to try to up their SEO and...
No, sir. We contacted them. We're independent.
No kickbacks.
Yeah, yeah, company. We have nothing to do with
it. Are you sure there's no kickbacks?
No, not at all. I mean, he brought us his police dog with him, so we get to hang out with the police dog for a little bit. But other than that, like, that's the only perk we got.
Be careful with those police dogs. Okay. They're trained to sniff one thing and one thing only. Mm-hmm. You know what that is, right?
Drugs.
Your balls.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, come on. They are trained. They are trained to sniff out drugs.
That's a joke that I would have told in the jail.
I bet you did.
Gotten a lot of laughs, particularly from the canine cop.
All right. Okay, Emmett. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you giving your side of the story, and we look forward to hearing the update.
All right. Look forward to getting drunk and arrested again.
Okay. All right. And Bernard, Officer Tempest, thank you so much for sitting in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That was good.
Hey, Officer Tempest, can I get your phone number? Because I feel like we could be friends.
You know what? Why don't you email me? We'll do an email thing right now. Email correspondence.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's that email address?
It's just my name.
Okay.
Officer Bernard Tempest at browncounty.gov.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give him a shout and, yeah, good luck to you.
All right. Well, maybe that could be the positive spin.
There you go.
It makes me happy to know that I can be friends with, you know, people that arrest you and sort of tart. Not ruin your life, but tarnish your life a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't think of it as us tarnishing
right,
your life.
Right.
You did expose yourself.
Decisions and yeah.
But
yeah. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Emmett. Thank you so much, Bernard.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Hope we helped a little bit. And
thanks.
Have a good rest of your day, and hopefully the chicken smells die down before the next arrest.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy stars us,
David Brenner,
and Jeremy Balin.
For more information on the podcast, you can visit our website at freshbeefpodcast.com.
Or on Twitter at freshbeefcast, or give us a look on Facebook at facebook.com/freshbeefpodcast.
And if after listening to this episode, you now have beef with us,
which is very possible and very meta,
head on over to Yelp and search for Fresh Beef Podcast Brooklyn and do your worst.
Do it. Thanks for listening.